halfway through. This is week number 3 of 5 Wednesdays in April. We're spending them with Jack Nick from Republic Bank of Chicago talking about financial literacy. Jack, hello. How are you?
John, doing great. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you joining us as always. We're doing financial literacy not only for our listeners, but I imagine you're pressing this on your customers as well to all of us get to speed on certain things that may seem like basic knowledge. But Jack, I think there's so many people out there when we start talking about some of this stuff, they want to raise their hand and say, slow down. And either they're too afraid to, or maybe we don't. And that's something we really do need to pause on some of these quote-unquote basic things and really dive into everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. You know, the basics are critical in everything that we do. And having those nailed down will give you peace of mind. It'll give you financial security, and it really will set you up for long-term success, whatever or however you define success for yourself.
We did credit scores last week. We did the 50-30-20 rule 2 weeks ago, and you can go to WGNradio.com and read those or listen to those conversations. Today we're going to do the emergency fund, which I know a lot of people may have one, or they think they have one, but it might be underfunded, Jack. In fact, I would bet that the majority of people out there, maybe myself included too, don't have enough in this thing.
You know, that's a safe bet. It's kind of surprising at how much our living expenses all add up to, especially today. You know, with the price of eggs and things like that, living expenses are probably more now than I can remember, quite honestly, in my lifetime. And this comes off of a great conversation, one, regarding your credit score. You work so hard to build up your credit score. The last thing you want to do is see that go down should you encounter some trouble. And that trouble could be unexpected unemployment. It could be just a big expense that comes up that you're not aware of. Any type of emergency, and of course it's all dependent on how each individual defines emergency for themselves and their own situation. But we talked about in the 50-30-20 how 50% of what you make should cover your needs, your essentials, not the things you want, but what you need. And those things are, you know, your mortgage, your rent, your food, your utilities, your bills. And that's where the emergency fund comes in. And again, kind of not to beat a dead horse, but you have to know the basics. You have to know and have a handle on what do I make and what do I spend it on?
Yeah.
And once you can identify those things, basically you look at your needs. You look at the essentials, the utility payments, the rent, the mortgage, insurance, gas to get you to and from places. And then once you add those up, ideally you want to multiply that by 6, because what you're trying to do is have a 6-month reserve, if you will, of emergency funds that, again, gosh forbid something go wrong, you want to know that you've got 6 months worth of those essential living expenses covered. And again, the peace of mind that will come with that is tremendous.
I know some people say 9 or 12, and maybe there are certain circumstances. If you are the single income in a household as a single breadwinner, quote unquote, and maybe you work in an industry that's not the most solid on footing, or sometimes the work does come and go, maybe you need a 9 or a 12. If there's 2 incomes in the household, maybe you can be a little bit more flexible. I think that number of how many months, 6 is a good concrete foundation, but it's not the same for everybody.
Absolutely, it is not. You know, again, it's everything that you and I will talk about are kind of broad brushstrokes, right? It's really critical that each individual sit down and really have a serious conversation with themselves, their significant others, you know, whomever else could be impacted by the financial situation, and assess what is my scenario? What do I need? Because you're right, maybe 6 months gets me done. Maybe you need 9, or maybe you only need 3 because,
right,
you know, you work in an industry where, you know, jobs are a dime a dozen and you can pick one up tomorrow if you lost one today.
Yeah.
So again, it's all based on the individual, but rule of thumb, you know, is you don't want to be caught with nothing, of course. And a lot of people, I think, might say, oh my gosh, 6 months, I don't have 1 month.
Yes.
That's okay. start.
Yeah.
Right? The first step is starting. And once you start, you'll get there. If you just apply a little discipline to it and, you know, don't let yourself be overwhelmed. Know that you're working for something better.
I think that people also sometimes say, well, I've got an emergency fund. I've got a lot of my E-Trade account, right? I've put some money in there. Well, as we've seen in the last couple months, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about basically in your savings account for the most part, right, Jack?
Yes. You want it, and I'm a banker, right? So savings accounts are my friends. But yes, you want it in an account that you can immediately access. And typically, your standard savings account from your current bank or from Republic Bank is the best place to go because it's ready exactly when you need it, where you need it. And, you know, again, when an emergency pops up, that's what you need. You don't want to have to sell stocks and worry about tax implications and things like that. You want a quick fix and something that's ready for you.
Yeah, I think that some people are so afraid of not making the interest maybe that they freak out about that. I mean, there are short treasury, maybe you do 3 months in savings and then you have like rotating T-bills that, you know, accrue every month or 12 weeks where you know you could get it at least within the near future. I mean, there's different things that people can do to maybe make a little more interest, Jack, but the bulk of it should be something that you can get on day one if you need it.
Absolutely agree. All Absolutely right. agree.
And just one thing before I let you go, Jack, when you write down what your expenses are in a month, please remember that they might be different if you were to lose that job. Maybe you save a little money on that lunch every day, but you're probably picking up your own insurance. How much does that cost? What does that mean? I mean, people can't forget that there are a lot of expenses that come along with not having a gig, unfortunately.
Absolutely right. And John, the perfect time to look at something like this is not the moment you find out you need it. So hopefully, everyone out there will take a look, make that list, and not be caught flat-footed should that emergency ever arise.
Jack Nick is the Marketing and E-Commerce Director at Republic Bank of Chicago. We got two more of these, Jack. I'm looking forward to it, okay?
Always, John. Thank you.
Great stuff from Republic Bank of Chicago. Bank Smart, Bank Republic. Get connected today as we continue Financial Literacy Month.